on your radio, online and on your mobile. This is ABC Newcastle.
Every Friday, we like to treat you, we like to treat ourselves, frankly, to a bucket list experience, something essential that you got to see or do around the Hunter. And Dan is right by Lake Macquarie this morning. Listen to those birds, Dan.
I know, aren't they beautiful? You just missed the school bell too for Warragul Public High. And Lake Macquarie High. Yeah, we could hear it as we were chatting. And the birds are chirping, the sun is shining. It's at least 8 degrees here on this edge of the lake. It's stunning, Jen.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. But the art. But just suits it beautifully. Tell me a bit about what you can see and what you're learning there.
It, when it comes to art, is not all inside. There is art outside. So I'm not even going to touch the building today. I am going to hang outside because the sculpture park is just on the edge of the art gallery, and people may not really realise. They might see a couple of things. So certainly when you're at a Wobba House back in the day before it burnt down, the cafe, you'd sit and you'd look at some of them, but there's 12 of them here, and I'm with the art producer of Lake Arts Precinct, Dr. Martina Rongovius. Good morning.
Morning, Dan. Thanks for joining me here at the Museum of Art and Culture, Yarpung.
What is Yarpung?
Yarpung is our Awabakal name, and it means pathway. And Yarpung is something you experience when you're walking through this park. And pathway is also our commitment to our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists. And that's something that we do through arts placements, which are currently open, and the Emerging Art Prize, the Yarpung Emerging Art Prize, later this year.
You might find some new sculptors.
I hope so.
Let's talk about the 12 that are here. The one I really want to touch on is the one I remember. As soon as I said I want to do the sculpture park for bucket list, this is the one that comes to mind.
John Terrier. It's a beautiful piece, Areolian tree. So it references the god of the winds, and it's actually a big weather vane. So it moves with the wind.
That's incredible. You just checked the oil, didn't you?
I did. I was making sure it can still turn because it does get a bit creaky sometimes.
That's part of your job as art producer. Just make sure the wind vane works.
Well, actually, Katie Buttiger, our urban and public art curator, she's out here a lot with these sculptures. So they need cleaning, they need maintenance, they need a lot of love.
Beautiful. Let's head back up this way. So is that a tree, did you say? It's representing a tree that moves in the wind?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. All right. I want to talk about one that you pointed out to me earlier. I didn't realise it was part of the sculpture park because it's technically part of the building.
Yeah, this is Jeanette Lawrence's ghost, and it is connected to the building, but it is one of the most beautiful sculptures. So this sculpture is created through layers of ceramic screen printed glass. So you can see these sort of tones and these impressions. And the impressions you see are the image of an Eucalyptus citradora, this magnificent tree that stood beside the gallery until 2007.
So it's the one that as you come up the ramp to the new entrance of the new MAC, the new exhibition space, three or four panes of glass on the edge of the building. Make sure you keep your eyes out on that next time. What's your favourite one, Martina?
Actually, my favourite in the park is the Jamie North sculpture, Succession. This is a sculpture that it's these pillars of industrial concrete that are kind of crumbling and worn away, and peppered in amongst them are these plants, these almost rainforesty kind of delicate plants that are growing in the sculpture. And the artist takes a lot of care of these plants and has chosen them particularly to work here. And I think right now we've got a bird sitting on top of it.
We do too, a pigeon. Now, it might look like it's crumbling, but it's actually also alive because the plants are growing in and around it and through it.
Absolutely. And it's got a watering system within it to maintain those plants. So it's this beautiful sort of post-industrial message of hope.
Talking about industrial, this one here looks pretty spiky. It's a lot of metal, some cogs, I think, things like that. It's there's two pieces to it. One's a circle and one's like a long cylinder. Who's that by?
This is Nigel Hellier, or Dr. Nigel Hellier. And he's actually really interested in microorganisms and the symmetries and the shapes of microorganisms. A lot of his work is actually sound art. And if you look at this, this is Radiolaurians. And it really does have this sonic kind of organic look to it.
There's one you pointed out to me that I hadn't even noticed. It's in the ground, and it's the oldest one. I feel bad for not even noticing that it's a sculpture.
Yeah, this is Richard Tipping's Hear the Art. And the fun thing about it, you can get a pen and paper out and write down Hear the Art, and if you write it in a circle, you actually end up being able to make all sorts of words with this piece. So Richard Tipping plays with these words. I mean, he really is a word artist, a poet, is his forms. And he makes this beautiful land art that an aerial view is best, but otherwise you see kids running around tracing out the letters, finding different words within this piece.
Oh, wow. Let's go and have a look at those letters. On the way, is there a heritage walk that we should be doing? I've heard about this and it's only new.
Yeah, Dan, so if you follow this path through past the rowing sheds, there's a nature walk and then you get onto a shared pathway.
Is that crossing the bridge?
Yeah, the shared pathway goes across the Five Islands and wraps all the way around through Spears Point Park, where the multi-arts pavilion will be, all the way around to Warners Bay. And when you get to Warners Bay, you'll notice there are more sculptures over there, and then you'll find the stickers on the ground for the Heritage Walk. Now get your phone out with the QR codes and click on those stickers, and then you'll see Warners Bay as it was hundreds of years ago.
Incredible. So the sculpture park is also over the other side of the lake at Warners Bay, and there's a walk all the way between.
Absolutely. And that's something that we're really looking to develop. We're really trying to build on this pathway, and we've received some Australia Council Reimagine funding so that we really are looking at how we can collaboratively reimagine what this pathway is and what this experience is around the lake of the arts.
We're at Mac and the Sculpture Park here at Awabba, and we can't not talk about Awabba House. It's behind us. It's seen better days. It's all boarded up. There's a little bit of public art on it, might I add, some painting and things like that. But what's the latest when it comes to Awabba House?
So I'm happy to say remediation is complete. So all of the nasty stuff is out. The architects are drawing up these amazing plans to really preserve the heritage and the beauty of Awabba House, and at the same time create a function venue and a restaurant and a space that we're all going to love and enjoy this view.
When will we be back in there enjoying the view?
I'm going to say 2 years.
Yes.
I'm hoping it's before, but it is definitely moving forward and I'm really happy about that.
So, Jen, sculpture parks, heritage walks, a Awabba House on the move. Dr. Morongovis, do you want to move back into the sun? It's
yes,
cold,
please.
Isn't it? Yeah. That is art producer for Lake Arts Precinct, Dr. Martina Morongovis. And I've got some more investigating to do, Jen, more discovering out here.
Yes, I can tell. And it's funny you should talk about the cold, because suddenly, all of a sudden, it's become very windy. Dan, thank you. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks, Jen.